I get it. Okay.
What do you want to know? I wanted to ask you some more about when you started doing laundry at home. When you first started, you said you were about 17.
Yeah.
What, how long would it take you to do a load? Because you said you did it by hand mostly when you started, right?
Yeah. It took a long time.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, how long it would take you?
About 3 hours, maybe.
Yeah. What was sort of the process you went through? I mean,
well, we had a wash tub, big tub, you know, and a board, washboard. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you scrub by hand, then you put them in a tub and rinse them out two or three times. It took time.
Uh-huh. Did you have to, like, boil the water to heat
it? Oh, yeah. I had to boil it on all the time.
Did you have to...
We didn't have no what's it called? We had a pump. We didn't have no...
running water?
No.
So you would have to haul the water to...
Haul the water to the stove and the boiler.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Lots of times you boil the clothes right in the boiler.
Did you have things like you had to starch, too? I mean, was that a separate process?
Yeah.
Did you buy soap or did you have to make your own?
Oh no, we bought our soap.
You bought the soap?
We used to make some, but Marion used to come and make it.
In the wintertime, how would you dry your clothes? How would you dry the clothes?
Put them outdoors.
Even in the wintertime?
Yeah, even in the wintertime.
Didn't they freeze?
Didn't have any other way to put them. You know, you had to put them outdoors. Pretty cold too.
I bet it was.
That's for sure.
What would you do if it, like, rained all week and you had three or four?
I come think of it, we used to put them on the porch. We had lines on that. Remember that great big front porch we used to have?
Oh, right. Yeah. Was it enclosed? Or was it?
It was enclosed.
So you could dry some things out there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If the weather was real bad.
Yeah, I used to have lines out there. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Do you remember how many loads of clothes you would do in a week for people?
Well, no. Not particularly. I can't. I know there was one lady that went toward your way there where, I don't know who lives there now. I think it may be Inch House. You know where that is up on...
Oh, yeah.
Her name was... She's Ralph Beale's sister-in-law and her husband. They used to live there. I still got the little pin that she gave me.
Oh, yeah?
That's an antique, too.
Oh, I bet, yeah. But you did laundry for different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you told me you used to charge them 25 cents a load for it. A lot of work for 25 cents.
No, that was a dandelion green.
Oh, it was a dandelion greens. How much would you charge for a load of laundry?
Well, we didn't get very much in those days. I remember I was doing Dr. Lewis's, because we had the machine then. And I had Mrs. Laidlaw, Dr. Lewis. Mrs. Laidlaw used to live in that house where Swart lives.
Right.
Then. And we used to lug them. Marion, her sister, used to help me.
So you would pick up the clothes from people, and then you would deliver them back to them clean. And you ironed too.
Yeah.
Did you, when you first started, did they have electric irons, or did you have to use the other kind?
We used to have to use the other kind like that. Only ours was one of the handle that came off.
And how would you heat those on the stove?
On the gas stove.
On the stove.
Well, we had in the winter time we had the coal or wood going all the time in the kitchen, so it kept warm.
Was it hard to know how hot to get them so you didn't scorch things, or?
Well, you just put your tuck your finger on it. I still do that with that one.
Do you?
Yeah, like something like a little hammer or something. I don't bother to put the iron on.
Did it must have taken you longer though to keep heating those up, and did you have more than one? So that
I think I still got the same iron I had when I bought. I think I still got it.
Do you remember what year it was when you got the washing machine?
Well, let's see, I said I was 17, probably about 18, because the priest didn't like the chug-chug. So he put in electric. Uh-huh. We didn't have electric at that time.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have gas for a long time either. My brother-in-law, William Scott, put that in.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that was you got gas?
No. Mary would probably know, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, you got that thing on?
Yeah, you want me to turn it off?
Yeah,
I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
When you did the laundry, did you do just linens, or did you do regular dress work clothes, dress clothes, and also linens, or?
Oh yeah, white clothes. I always did the white clothes first. You know, with mm-hmm. the. You know, with a, what do you call it, agitator, washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Maytag.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the white clothes first and then the clothes.
Uh-huh. If you did laundry for somebody, though, did you also do, like, sheets for them?
Oh,
then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sheets and shirts. I did long canned shirts for years and straights for mm-hmm. years. Shirts galore.
Mm-hmm. Was that mostly what you did with shirts, or
mm-hmm.
Were you more apt to do linens for women than you were for like people like Fred Strait?
No, he didn't have anything, only shirts.
He just had the shirts and stuff.
Well, he must have had somebody else do the. Well, I imagine Lena Olsen did that.
The linens for
him. He lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She probably did the bedding.
When you did bedding, did you have to iron the sheets?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. I bet that was a job.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Great big sheets.
Great big sheets.
Yeah. They must have been something to have to hang those outdoors in the wintertime,
yeah.
too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I used the porch a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about my porch.
Yeah. So that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. It sure was.
Did you always set the price for how much a load of laundry was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you charge by the load or by the piece?
By the piece.
By the piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when, let's see, I don't know if Dr. Lewis had died or what. I was doing his sister's, and I guess I charged her too much and she quit. I didn't like her anyway.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How much did you charge for, like, a shirt?
I think I was getting either 20 cents or a quarter. At the end, I got a quarter, but
for sure.
I think I got 20 cents before that.
And it was wash and iron,
uh-huh.
pick up and deliver?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What about for, like, bedding?
Oh, I can't remember.
Do you remember if it was more or less than a shirt?
Oh, yeah, I think it was less.
For the bedding?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember how much, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a long time, Jackie.
I know, that's a long time ago, Lou. I know. When you started doing the laundry, were you aware of any other women in town who were doing laundry also?
I can't. Let's see. I can't remember. I used to do the, the aprons that Andy Gitterell used to wear in
the
store.
Right, the white ones?
Mrs. Mm-hmm. Beckwith was doing them for a while, and then I think I did them.
Mm-hmm.
She quit, and I did them. She was his girlfriend anyway.
Oh, yeah? But there were other women in town who were taking in laundry and doing it. But you didn't seem to have any trouble getting customers?
No.
No. Did you get jobs sort of by word of mouth?
Yeah.
Because you did good work and
uh-huh.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you started doing the laundry, were you aware of any other jobs in town that you might have gotten, like as a clerk or a waitress or?
No, I guess it wasn't interesting anything like that. Because more or less had to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, because I did work out by the hour after the girls were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you didn't look for any job in town, like waitressing in the hotel or clerking in the store?
No, I didn't care about anything like that.
You weren't interested in doing that?
Not being a waitress, I wasn't.
Why was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, just didn't appeal to you?
Marion was, but I wasn't a bit interested.
Uh-huh.
I think Mary was, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if you had had transportation, would you have considered like going to Wellsville to work or some other town?
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you know other people who were working?
I didn't. No. I did think I was awful dumb because I think I could have got into the telephone company if I'd been smart enough.
Why do you think you weren't smart enough?
I don't know. Yes, I was just too used to cleaning.
What were
but you didn't have to be a graduate then to get a job in the telephone company.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get you an ashtray?
Yes, I got one.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to be a high school graduate to work at the phone company?
Not then. You would now, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. But they trained their own operators and everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you might have thought of, like, you might have liked to have worked there?
Yeah. There was one potter, before your time, I don't think you remember, Mrs. She lived on the hill.
Mm. Mrs. Byram. I don't know her, but I remember people talking about her. Yeah.
Esther Hauser. Bernita, was it Bernita and I or Dorothy? One of them. One of the night girls, I think it was Bernita.
Dorothy Watson worked up
Dorothy
there.
Dorothy Watson, yeah. Winford Potter. Belle Snyder.
Mm, right.
She's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. But you never actually applied for a job?
No, never even thought of it. But I could have.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to watch the girls a lot. I think I could have been smart enough to do it.
Oh, I'm sure you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how much they got paid?
Not very much in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get pretty good. Well, they don't really have any around here. I don't know where they have any telephone operators now.
No, I don't either. Maybe OEM.
Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm. But you don't remember what their wages were?
No. Never asked questions like that.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.
This team of the girls up there. Well, that. Ruth O'Keefe, she worked up there too.
So quite a few people worked up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them up there.
Do you remember if the women who worked up there were married at the time, or were they all single?
Well, Ruth was married. Belle was a widow. Dorothy Watson was married. I don't think Benita and I was at that time.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Esther Hauser was. But at first she wasn't. When she took the job, she was a McCray, and she got married. Sorry, never got married. Then he buried her out in the woods. In the boondock.
Oh, yeah.
She said she always wanted to go camping, but she didn't think she was going to go the rest of her life. She was a tired, poor girl.
She must have been.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that your mother worked at the hotel for a while,
she did the laundry,
doing laundry there.
Cellar.
Yeah. Do you remember how old you were when she was doing that?
Just a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to school.
You were in school
mm-hmm.
when she was doing that.
Yeah.
Do you remember at all what her wages were when she got paid?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember at all what hours she worked?
Well, all day it was.
From like early morning till night, or
Yeah. Dried clothes outside, and then if it was bad, they had a laundry room where they could dry inside.
Mm-hmm. She did like all the linens and tablecloths and that kind of thing for them.
Same way when I was working at McKenzie's, I used to have to walk way up in the attic to hang up clothes.
Oh, did you really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
And the weather was bad, otherwise I'd hang them outdoors.
Wow. Do you remember how long your mother worked at the hotel?
Maybe about 10 years.
About 10 years?
Yeah, I would say so.
Was that all the time you were in school? Had she quit by the time you started?
She was just a young squirt.
Mm-hmm. Did she work alone, or were there other people working there too?
In the laundry, I think she worked alone.
She did all the laundry for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did, like when you came home from school?
She started boozing.
So like when you came home from school, would you have to do things around the house
because
she'd be working?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have to like take care of meals and?
Well, no, not particularly. She'd be there for supper at least,
mm-hmm.
but lunchtime we'd go on our own, bring mm-hmm. our bucket. I think we used to bring the bucket to school.
Take it to school with you?
I think so.
Did you have to keep an eye on Felix?
Mm-hmm. No, he took care of himself pretty good.
Uh-huh.
He started working and then he wasn't even his legs weren't even long enough to pedal a bicycle. He started working in Andrew Goodrelli's store.
Uh-huh.
At that time, about 12 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah. He started pretty young too.
Yeah.
Working on a farm, working there.
So while your mother was working at the hotel doing the laundry, was she also selling dandelions and strawberries and that kind of thing too at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she had a pretty full day
from
working down there. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Did she have any other way of earning some money besides doing those two things that you knew of?
In those days, you can get nothing on welfare. Even if we were on welfare, we can get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Very little.
Mm-hmm. What did they do, like give her so much money?
No, nothing didn't say so.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then she had to supplement it with whatever she could earn, either from selling stuff or from laundry. Mm-hmm. Did they provide any food or anything like that for you?
Yeah, they used to give us rice and brown flour or something. I don't know what it was, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember all the stuff they gave us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very darn much.
Yeah.
Not much now.
Right. What about clothing? Would they help at all with,
not too much.
With the clothing
not
for your
too
kids?
Much.
No. They keep a pretty tight rein on it?
They sure did.
Do you remember at all how much your mom would get a month from them?
No.
You worked at the hotel too, right?
No, just extra. Like, if they had parties.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go and wash dishes. And
do you remember how old you were when you started doing that?
Not very old. 15, 16.
You were 15 or 16?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if they had a big party or something down there, they'd ask you to come in and do dishes and that kind of thing? Do you remember how much they paid you?
20 cents an hour.
20 cents an hour?
That's right.
Boy, not much, huh?
Cereal, turn a billy goat.
Is that who your mother worked for, too?
Yeah.
Was Felix running the hotel then?
Yeah. No, I think she worked when Walt had it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we worked when Felix had it.
Uh-huh.
Mary worked when Walt had it.
How many hours would you work when they called you?
Well, it just depends on, they had a party, all we did was the dishes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3-4 hours.
No, so it wasn't much.
Had to get dishes ready, you know, like putting salad on a plate or bread. Mm-hmm. Cut bread. I remember I cut bread and I cut the end of my finger on the bread cutter.
Mm.
20 cents an hour.
20 cents an hour and lost your finger, right?
That I remember very well.
Yeah. Did you like working down there?
Well, it wasn't the liking. I guess it was the money we were after, which wasn't very much.
How many people would he hire in for special parties like that to help out?
Oh, I don't know. Marion worked a steady when Felix had it. And I just worked for parties.
Mm-hmm. Would anybody else, you know, would he hire anybody else to help with the dishes and stuff?
I think he had them there. The girl, like, Bernard Pasuti was there, and, and, well, she used to be Ann Felderano. She's Ann Quinn now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who else? I was Jane Creighton. I don't think Jane Creighton ever worked. Maybe she did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Were they older than you?
No, I was older.
You were older.
I'm older than Jen, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm about 7 years older than Jen.
Did he ever ask you to, like, wait on table or anything?
No, I didn't like waiting on table.
You didn't
want
to do that?
No. No, I used to work in the kitchen.
Did you ever do any cooking?
No.
No?
I probably peeled a lot of potatoes in my day.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just surprised.
You had mentioned that you started cleaning houses regularly for people when you were about 18.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How did you get those jobs?
I don't know. I used to work for Helen Rafter. I don't know if she heard it. But I used to do the same thing. She used to work for Mary Keenan. I used to work for Helen Rafter. And, who else? I used to work for Mrs. Swart. Oh God, I got so many of them.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember though how you got the first job?
No.
That was at the start of, around the start of the Depression.
Yeah.
Did you have any trouble finding work?
No. We didn't get very much.
Yeah, I think
the highest we got was about 30 cents an hour.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that, about 30 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Did your laundry business fall off when the Depression started? Do you remember?
Well, I think it was really more money in the housework than it was in... I did that, too. I did that nights.
Mm-hmm.
Kids and I, when they came, where they would help with the washing and I'd do the ironing.
Mm-hmm. I know you did both. I was just curious that as the Depression started and money started getting tight for people, whether they were less likely to send out their laundry.
I used to clean the telephone company in Dr. Schwartz's office.
Mm-hmm.
That was for a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Around the wartime, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that,
that
it was around the 40s.
Yeah.
When you started cleaning houses, you didn't decide how much they were going to pay you, right?
No, they gave it. They decided.
They decided for you.
They told you what you'd get.
Uh-huh. Did you get different wages for, like, different houses? Were some people have to pay you more than other people, or was sort of flat across the board? They seemed to know what everybody was paying.
Until I was 59 years old, I got a dollar an hour.
That's terrible.
Boy, that burns me up now.
Oh, my God, I don't
think
blame you.
These young squirts get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awful to have to pay out money like that when, you know, after what you got.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
Now you don't get the work done you want.
Mm-hmm. Do you think kids today should work?
Well, I don't think it would hurt them any, but I don't think they want to.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
I don't. Kathy's supposed to help me, and I ain't seen her in her ever since before my birthday.
Oh my goodness.
I'd be damned if I'll ask her again.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think kids aren't interested in working
today? Why, because the parents give out too much money.
Could be.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the kids, they make good money babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all right. I think it's wonderful. But she don't exert herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't want to work. They do it five happy in an hour, and I think they've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they have.
Yeah.
Worked for Margaret Tucker for years. Virginia Horner, Ruth Rouse. We worked at the motel there for, was it 7.5 years? 8.5?
Mm-hmm.
So 8 years over in McKenzie, so we're getting 60 cents an hour there. Or was it 50? No, I got 50, then she raised me to 60. I don't know what she paid the other girl that stayed there. She lived right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she got as much as I did.
No, she probably, her room and board was probably included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine that all money they had.
It's true.
You know what? I think I saw that stool that Mrs. McKenzie had made for me.
Oh, did you wear?
Oh, it was a rummage sale the other day. But I said, how much you want for it? And he said, it goes with the piano. I said, well, I wouldn't mind having that for a souvenir. I think it was the same thing she had made for me to sit on when I was ironing.
When you were doing the ironing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, how about that?
Yeah. I'm quite sure of it. I have to ask them what they did with it.
Where was the rummage sale?
Up here at the Episcopal Church. I got that throw, I got some perfect shape.
Yeah, that's nice.
That chair.
That's pretty.
Yeah. I got a piece of plastic I was going to put out of my dresser in the bedroom, but I don't think I'm going to get enough out of there. I only paid a dime for it. I think I paid 50 cents for that.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was worth it.
Yeah, it sure was.
Like, isn't Mary got a hold of it first? She'd take it.
Probably. Probably.
Been looking for something like that for a long time. Couldn't even buy them. They're too damn cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful cheesy, I think.
They're also awfully expensive.
Uh-huh.
Awfully expensive.
I know it.
When you started cleaning house for people, were those people at home, the women at home, when you were cleaning for them?
No, not because Helen was a school teacher. Virginia Horner was a school teacher. Margaret Tucker used to live on the hill, work on the hill. Mackenzie's were always home. Mm-hmm. Willis's were always there.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph's, of course, she was always home.
Mm-hmm.
We really worked together.
Mm-hmm.
My life.
But most of the people that you cleaned for when you first started cleaning, they weren't at home. At the time you were doing it.
Yeah.
So you were pretty much unsupervised?
Ruth Rodney, remember Ruth Rodney and Mary just
Parsons
lived together in that apartment of that's by the schoolhouse across the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you, did you set your own hours and what days you would clean?
Yeah, it depends on where I had to go, you know, if I went someplace in the morning and then in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So last, and I used to iron over to Helen Kane. And, because I used to do that when I got through at the motel, more or less. And she didn't like it. She wanted it done, because I had to do it in the cellar. I don't know what I was bothering her about.
Mm-hmm. You had to do the ironing in the cellar?
Yeah.
Did she have like
a... out of her way.
Uh-huh.
But I heard that she was doing a little hollering about it. Thank you very much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
It's glossy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you prefer to have people not be at home when you cleaned?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially Mark Tucker. That just made me nervous.
Uh-huh.
She didn't like it when I quit, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't stand it.
Uh-huh.
It's all right as long as she wasn't there, but then she retired. And she was bossy as a devil.
Mm.
She was demanding, too.
Was she?
Demanding to her friends. You know, she wanted them. She wanted them there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't look like her.
I heard she didn't look good.
I wished I hadn't seen her.
Yeah.
I really wished.
If you did heavy spring house cleaning for people, like if you had to wash walls and...
Used to.
Uh-huh. Did you get paid more for doing that?
So much, no.
Didn't matter what you did?
No.
So it didn't matter if you went in one week and just dusted and ran the sweeper, and then the next week scrubbed the walls, it was still the same rate?
Still the same rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you think that was fair?
No. Well, what are you going to do?
Did you think people took advantage of you for that?
Well, I thought they could have given me more. Mm-hmm. Especially school teachers, you know, they had the money. Mm-hmm. I think Dorothy Crowler up here.
Yeah.
The rest were raised and got fired. But I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody, if you were working for somebody and they didn't pay you a fair wage, or you had problems with them of some kind, you know, or you didn't like working for them, the only thing you could really do was quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you then have any trouble finding someone else to sort of make up for that one? I mean, were jobs fairly plentiful?
I can't remember what the trouble was with Helen. We got in some kind of squabble.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Wish she wrote me a mean letter. I wish I had that.
Did you?
I should have kept it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you quit someone, you didn't worry too much about finding someone else to work
no
for.
No problem.
Yeah. The person you quit, would they have trouble finding someone to replace you? Do you know?
No.
Were there quite a few people doing the housework or the house cleaning so that somebody else would be available if you quit?
Well, like when Violet was doing Margaret Tucker, she had to quit and I took her place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you pass jobs back and forth among people?
More or less.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I know you and Violet did it, and there were probably other women you knew who were cleaning house, so if you knew of somebody who needed someone, would you pass the job to someone else?
You couldn't do it,
Mm-hmm. So you kind of shared what was available, what work was available? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember if there were married women who were also doing the same kind of work you were doing? Especially during the 30s?
No.
You don't remember? No,
no,
there weren't.
Violet and I.
Was Violet married at the time?
Yeah, the kids were little.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of fuss during the Depression about married women not working. A lot of people felt married women shouldn't be out working during the Depression. Do you remember any of that?
Not around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you feel about that? Did you think married women should have...
Never occurred to me. Never bothered me.
Never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when minimum wage went into effect?
Minimum wage? Well, let's see. When I started in a telephone company, that's when Social Security started.
Mm-hmm. That was during the
30s. 35 cents an hour.
And it was minimum
wage?
In
the telephone company.
And it was minimum?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what year you started there?
Well,
1935,
I don't know.
1935?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you worked at the phone company and Dr. Schwartz or places like that, you got minimum?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think I was getting around 85 cents an hour after that,
mm-hmm.
before the cell phone company went out of business, and I worked 13 years for Dr. Schwartz, and then I had trial problems, and I had to quit.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted everything done on his hands and knees, and he couldn't do it when he just had an operation.
No, that's true.
So I quit.
Mm-hmm. But you got paid minimum if you cleaned business establishments.
Yeah, but not at houses.
But not at houses.
The last was $1 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like just when I started my kindergarten to Rouse's, it was 75 cents an hour until she goofed off on me.
Mm-hmm. When you first started working, when you first started cleaning houses, for people. Could you tell me, like, what a typical day would be for you? Like, you know, when you get up in the morning and go to work and...
Well, it depends on what they want it done, you know. It might be an all-day job, might be 4 hours. Usually, if it was, like Margaret Tucker, it was 3 hours. Virginia Horner was 3 hours. Crowley's was 3 hours. Wow.
So you might clean like 2 or 3 houses in a day, or maybe the telephone company.
Yeah, you could do that at night.
Oh, you'd clean the phone company at night.
Yeah, and that's for it too.
So you might clean a couple of houses during the day, and then clean like the phone company or Dr. Schwartz at night, and then go home and do
laundry.
And then go home and do laundry. Yeah. So that was a long day for you.
Yeah.
That was a real long day. Do you remember how much you'd make in a day?
No. Well, if you had 2 places, you later on, if you worked 9 hours, it'd be $9. But I'd say sometimes I did do that.
But when you first started, you were making only like 30 cents an hour.
Yeah, 20 cents an hour in the hotel there, and then went up to 30, and I was working at Rafter's. Well, then when I started working at McKenzie's, 50 cents an hour, not Willis's. And McKenzie's also, but then she raised me to 60 cents an hour. That's when it was. I think that's when they started unemployment or something, they had to pay out of it.
But you weren't affected at all by minimum wage as far as cleaning houses and stuff. You couldn't insist that people pay you minimum wage, like you could in the business establishments.
Because they didn't report it. See, they should have paid the minimum wage and then report it. Social Security, whatever it was, they had to report it. I forgot what how that was. But they never did that. They pay you cash, you know.
Right.
And get away with it.
And then there were also no restrictions on what hours you worked or what kind of work you did or anything like that. So when you first started working, though, like when you were 18 or 19, you were only working for like 30 cents an hour. So you'd probably work maybe 8-10 hours a day and then do laundry at night for not a whole lot of money.
That's for sure. But she's like, you got along pretty good though, but stuff wasn't as expensive as it is now. You couldn't do it now, how.
No, that's true. That's true. When you started working out, did your mom stay home alone? Because you had mentioned one of the reasons you didn't want to work out of town or anything was because...
Well, the girls were there. After I was 17, I think we took many of them. And then their mother died and Teresa came. You don't remember Mary Romeo, do you?
No.
Oh, I think she's older than you. Her husband died.
No, I don't remember her at all. How did your mother feel about you working away from home?
Well, she didn't care. As long as I was bringing the money in.
She didn't object
paying
to you?
Paying the bills.
She didn't object to you going out to work or being gone all day and part of the evening, too. Did you ever feel that there were any conflicts between you having to work and taking care of the family?
No.
I mean, were there times when you felt you should have been home rather than out working? Or?
No.
Did you clean most places like once a week, or were some?
Yeah, once a week, most every place.
Was that true, like even the phone company and?
Yeah,
they were just once a week jobs.
Then later on, it was a drugstore and doctor and Sarah. I got pretty good money there. This was later on. 59 or before 59.
Were there ever people that you would not even consider working for?
I never thought of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, there weren't certain people that, you know, everybody mm-hmm. said stay away from them, don't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
That's good. This is a little off the track, but do you remember at all the Ku Klux Klan here in Belmont?
Weren't they up there up on the hill, up on our hill there one time?
I've heard that they were,
they
burned a cross
they
up
were.
There. Yeah. Do you remember
she
them?
She told me you asked her about that.
Who did?
Yeah.
Jen, yeah. Yeah, she remembered a lot about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of curious about them, and I just sort of asking people if they remember.
Yeah, it was up on our hill there.
Mm-hmm. It was during the 1920s,
yeah,
and there was quite a rebirth of them in this county.
Uh-huh.
And I just wondered if you remembered them at all.
Just a little, not too much. I do remember that it was up on the hill there.
Mm-hmm. What did they do?
They burned a cross.
They burned a cross.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How did you react to that?
Oh, we got all scared. We were all scared. Everybody was.
Mm-hmm. Who were they? Protesting against?
I can't remember that.
Mm-hmm. You don't know who they were against. Do you remember them marching at all or having parades or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it did, I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have been very old, I guess, at the time.
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember people talking about the Klan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any idea who belonged to it?
No.
No?
Nobody ever knew.
Nobody ever knew who was in it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever knew.
Yeah. Did you ever feel that it was directed against, you know, you and your family because you were Italians or because you were Catholic? Or?
No, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't aware of any conflicts like that at all? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you aware of any tensions in town between different ethnic groups, between Italians and Irish? Or
well, they didn't used to like us, I know that, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't
used to? The kids would fight with us.
Who? What kids?
Especially Carl. Well, you call him a wop, you were a dead man.
Good for Carl. Uh-huh.
That was a fighting word, boy.
Mm-hmm. Was that fairly frequent that Italian kids would be called names at school?
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm. We didn't like us.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't like you? Like the people who had lived in town?
The American people. You know, kids, just kids, wasn't the older folks.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly kids.
Mm-hmm. They'd call you WAP and all those names.
Yeah.
That was a fighting word for Carl. Boy, he beat the hell out of him.
Good for him. How about between, like, Catholic and Protestants? Was there any harsh words, do you remember, or any kind of tensions
just
between?
The kids used to fight with they call his name.
Mm-hmm. But it was mostly directed against the Italian kids?
Yeah, I think so. They didn't like the Italians, I don't know why.
Well, maybe because...
We were born right there in Belmont. I used to say the house I lived in, but after the fire, I couldn't say that.
Right. Well, I guess there were quite a few Italians that moved into town sort of all at once. Maybe that was why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you during the war, World War II, there were a lot of women were hired in different industries. Jobs sort of really opened up for women at that time, and a lot of women went to work in plants, war plants. Did you ever consider doing that?
No.
No. Worthington, for example, hired a lot of women during the war.
Acme did too.
And Acme as well.
Well, I worked at Acme for about 3 months I had a tumor removed, and I went to McKenzie, back to McKenzie. She told me I'd only have 2 days' work a week. Well, great, what can you do with 2 days' work?
Not much.
She had the boys. She was a boss around there.
Mm-hmm.
What she said went. And so I just quit entirely. I worked for Acme. Of course, then I was in such pain all the time, I don't know what was the matter. And I worked for 3 months and I didn't work fast enough, so I got fired. Might as well say I got fired, got laid off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When was that?
Well, I was 40.
It would have been about 1953.
I would say.
What made you decide to apply at Acme?
Well, everybody else was. Mary Cinetti and...
So Acme was hiring a lot of women and you thought you'd give it a try over there?
Well, I worked for 3 months and I didn't work fast enough. I got laid off.
Do you remember what they paid you at Acme?
It wasn't bad for those days, but I can't say how much.
Mm-hmm. What hours did you work?
We worked from 3 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, you worked the late shift.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like working over there?
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty different, though, from sort of being on your own and cleaning houses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you notice a big... Did you have trouble adjusting to that?
Yeah,
sort
you were
of?
Lost in the morning.
Didn't know what to do with yourself?
Yeah.
Did you like being there, you know, like certain hours and working certain hours, or did you kind of miss not being able to make your own hours and kind of...
No, I liked those. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would have kept working there if your health had permitted?
Yeah, I probably would have. Mm-hmm. Then I had ended up having a hysterectomy. Then after that, when I started, 3 months after that, is when I started working around it. She called me and asked me if I wanted a job.
Did you consider going back to Acme at all?
No, because I couldn't do the work fast enough.
What kind of work was it, do you remember?
Oh, electric. Had something to do with electric.
Putting parts together or something like that? Did you get a break during the day at Acme?
We had a coffee break, our lunch, because we had to take our lunch with us.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long the break was?
Oh, an hour. No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that long. I can't remember. I think it was maybe half an hour. On payday, we used to stop at the hotel and have a drink. Boy, that driver we had was something.
Oh yeah, I think you told me about him.
Sparrow, his name was Sparrow. He was up Sile. He's still up there.
Oh really? Did men and women work together at Acme?
Oh yeah.
The same departments and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you remember if there was a union over there, Luke?
I don't think at that time, no.
There wasn't a union yet.
I don't remember ever hearing about it.
Probably you weren't asked to pay union dues or anything?
No.
Do you know if the men were making the same amount of money you were?
No, the men would make more than we would.
You were aware of that?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know how much more they made?
No.
Do you think that was fair?
No, but men should got more money, don't you think? Especially if they had families.
Well, you had a family, though. You were supporting your mother.
Yeah, I had a family, too.
I don't know, but you think you thought that men should get more than you did?
Yeah, I think you should have. Maybe they didn't, though. I wouldn't swear to that, because I never found out whether they did or not. I would say they did.
They probably did.
Mm-hmm.
Was your mother still at home at the time when you started working at Acme?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How did she feel about you working out of town like that?
She didn't say much. She didn't have much to say about it.
Really?
It was up to me.
Uh-huh. Because you were gone in the evenings then.
I was old enough to do what I really wanted to do, mm-hmm. although she was the boss.
Would she stay home alone while you were working?
Well, the girls were there.
Well, the girls were still
yeah.
there then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she wasn't home alone then?
No.
There was someone there with
no.
her? How long did the girls live with you? When did they leave?
Well, Marion was there, but she graduated, then she got married. Then Teresa did the same thing. The day after she got graduated, she went to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard much about her.
Mm-hmm.
Care less.
What years were those, do you remember?
Well, I'd have to look back to when they graduated, but I couldn't place it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I should know, but I don't.
Yeah. When you were sick and were not able to work, how did you manage financially?
Oh gosh. Marion would help till she got married. She
mm-hmm.
used to give us $10 a week. And after that, I was on my own.
Mm-hmm. Marion was still there though when
yeah.
you were ill?
She was in Hornell. She was working there.
Uh-huh.
Her husband, not Ben, was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
She was waiting for him. I can't remember. I don't know if he was helpless or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he could, because I don't think he had anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty hard up, too.
Yeah. I was just curious, because you obviously didn't get health benefits or anything,
no.
health insurance or anything like that from the work you were doing.
I must have got insurance because it didn't cost me much for the hospital bill, and I had the hysterectomy,
mm-hmm.
the acne.
Mm-hmm. You had health insurance at acne?
Yeah, must have. Because
mm-hmm.
it paid the bill.
Yeah. I was thinking about when
very
you were
very little that I had to pay.
Mm-hmm. But when you were sick before that, before you worked at Acme?
I paid the hospital bill.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you didn't pay much in those days.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I think I had $100 in the bank, and that's what it cost me, $100 to pay the hospital bill
mm-hmm.
for 5 days.
Mm-hmm. But it was a real concern if you got sick, how you and your mother were going to manage.
I don't know how I would have done. I can't remember how we got along.
Mm-hmm.
Mary must have helped. Maybe Felix did, but I don't remember because after that he had to get married and he didn't have much. He lived at home for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and Marie didn't get along very good. I think that's when Mary left home.
Mm-hmm. When you got laid off from Acme, how much notice did they give you?
Not very much. I think when you get your paycheck, they give you a slip.
Uh-huh. So they didn't give you a whole lot of notice?
No.
Uh-huh. Were you worried about finding employment after that?
Well, I didn't even try.
Because you were sick.
Couldn't go anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said in 3 months I couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ruth Ross called me, and I went down to the hotel and worked. Mm-hmm. That was after the war.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It would have been after the
yeah.
war. Yeah. But during the war, did you ever think about going up to Worthington and getting
no.
a job as a welder?
Never.
Or
anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know any women who were working up there?
No. Mm-hmm. Nina Jordan did, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so, and I think Sally Green did, and people like that.
Where'd she work?
Jen?
Uh-huh.
She worked at Worthington.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Yeah. You were the one who had told me that when you were working at the phone company, and during the war, there was a lot of tight security.
Oh my God, yes, they took everything but my footprint. I think I gave him my birth certificate. He had to have that. And of course, my name on my birth certificate is Nunziata. Mm-hmm. He comes to the door, knocking on the door. He says, you're not Lucy, you're Nunziata. I said, I know that.
Did everybody who worked at the phone company have to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Had to show.
We had fingerprints and everything done.
Mm-hmm. And that was everybody, yeah, operators.
A lot of questions we had to answer.
The person who did that, were they an employee of the telephone company? Or was it some government official?
Probably some government official, I imagine, mm-hmm. because I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what some of the questions were they asked you?
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. I know there were a lot of papers you had to sign.
Uh-huh.
Just for cleaning. Can you imagine that?
Just for cleaning.
3 hours a week.
And how much an hour?
Well, we started out 35 cents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it gradually went up. I think 85 was the last I had, and they quit.
Yeah. Did anybody get let go from the phone company because they didn't pass the tests?
No.
No. Everybody passed clearance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Right.
But the person came to your house?
He came to my house after he came to get my birth certificate or bring it back.
Uh-huh.
He knocked on the door and I went to the door and said, your name isn't Lucy, it's Nunziata. I said, I know that.
Why do you think he was upset about that?
He wasn't upset, he was just kidding.
Oh, he was just kidding you?
I asked was Sarah if that made any difference about my name. He said no. I think Lucy Marion changed my name.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so. They didn't like the name Nancy.
I see, so they changed it for you, huh?
Yeah. My neighbor had a horse by the name of Nancy and they didn't like it.
Uh-huh. So they just gave you the name Lucy, huh?
Yeah.
I know what I wanted to ask you. Did you ever, I know you said that you had never thought of moving out of the area at all, but if your mother would have moved with you, would you have considered then moving to a larger town or a larger city? Did you think you might get better money if you were in some place like Buffalo or?
I think when I was 17, Carlo, my mother and I, we had a cousin, I don't know if he lived in Philadelphia then or when. There was some relative in Wilkes-Barre. And my mother and brother took me there. I was supposed to live with these people, take care of their children.
Mm-hmm.
I got so damn homesick, I had to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But she let me go, she took me.
Would you have been paid for helping them out?
I can't remember if she gave me any money or not. I think so.
Mm-hmm. If your mother would have moved with you, for
that
example,
made a difference,
would you have considered it then?
But my mother never would have because her home was here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think that if you'd lived in a city, you could have had more job opportunities or gotten better wages? Or?
I imagine you could have.
Mm-hmm. But you never seriously considered
never
doing
it? Never entered my head. Mm-hmm. After that one deal there, that was it.
What do you like about the rural community like this? What do you think? Do you think there's advantages over living in a town like this rather than living in a city?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, Wilkes-Barre was a pretty good sized town.
Yeah. Did you like it in Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah, I liked it, but I didn't like staying there.
Mm-hmm.
I just got too homesick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd take the bus and come home.
Mm-hmm.
I got sick of the dog on the bus.
Oh, dear.
Someday I'll have to show you my figure that I had when I was 17. I still got pictures of them.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
But you like the city yourself?
I don't like cities.
You don't like cities?
I don't like Cleveland at all. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What don't you like about them?
I don't know. I just don't like cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I'd even like Parnell. I'm just too used to Belmont again. I'm stuck.
Uh-huh.
I said I was born here. I'd probably die here. I believe it.
When you were younger, like when you first started working and you were 17, 18, 19 years old, what did people your age do around here for entertainment?
Oh, God, we had the River Inn. We used to go down there and watch the dances and sit by the yard and drink Coke. Never had a beer in my life. One time I was in the hotel with Mary Trinetti, and I had a beer with her. I went home and told my mother and she raised hell. And I wasn't that young.
Uh-huh.
I was in my 20s, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she had a fit.
She did, huh?
Yeah.
What other things were there around here to do? Was there like a theater or?
Yeah, we had movies.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the town hall. Remember Ben used to
work there? Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah, we'd go out at night. And the kids, we'd never miss any of the movies. We always went.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know what one looks like. It's just television.
I know. Well, I don't think you've missed much, Wolf.
Again, I guess so.
Yeah. But there were things around here for people, younger people, to do entertainment type of things.
Yeah, they used to skate on the ice down on the dam there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, they used to love. Now they don't do nothing no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just to slide down the hill.
Yeah.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. Now they don't do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stick in the muds, I guess. I don't know. Comes a fireman's ball. I didn't get no ticket.
Oh, I got one in the mail. I think it's next weekend or the following weekend.
I didn't get no ticket.
Did most of the people that you grew up with stay here or did they leave, do you think?
Almost everybody left. Ken left. How long has he been gone? My God.
Mm-hmm.
What's he having to go?
I don't know.
Her and I used to be just like this.
Mm-hmm. So what you think most of the people you grew up with eventually left town?
We used to take walks on Sunday. I'd dress up and take walks on Sunday afternoon. There was a girl, her father used to run the hotel. He used to call us, Lucy B, Lucy, Jenna, Lucy B, Lucy Bob, and Genesee. We all just be together. They all went away. Lucy stopped one day, a few years back, to see me.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Her father used to run the hotel. Lucy Lamato, she did.
Did the different churches here have, like, activities, too? Like socials or dances or stuff?
No.
No.
I said, I don't ever remember having a dance like they do now up there, because our little church was too small anyway.
Right, that's
no
true.
No place in the parish halls, and they didn't have nothing there.
Right. Would you ever have preferred not to have worked?
No, I always wanted to work. No, never even thought about that because I wanted to work.
Mm-hmm. Besides earning the money.
Yeah, you needed the money.
Yeah. Besides that, though, what else did you like about working there?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what I was used to. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wash and iron. Housework, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I used to wash for Alice Burkholz and Bert Press when I was up in the apartment upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That was later.
Yeah. It sounds that...
Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He did his own washing, I did the ironing.
You did the ironing for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you had more than enough business to keep you busy.
I did.
Mm-hmm. So you must have been very good at what you did.
Sometimes I go to bed and eat all night.
Would you really? Oh my God, love.
Then I didn't want to get up in the morning.
I bet. I bet.
Now I don't know what a book is like.
What did you like to read?
Not with television.
Well, it's true.
I just can't get interested in a book.
Uh-huh.
If I shut the damn television off, I probably would.
Maybe, yeah. What did you like to read?
Oh, read all kinds of stories, romances, true stories, mm-hmm. all kinds of books.
Mm-hmm. Was there, when you were younger and you were in working and everything, was there like a lot of visiting back and forth between people? I mean, would you go spend the day at someone's house?
We used to go to Romeo's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
On South Street, they used to have up the end of the, where the school is in our foot.
Mm-hmm. But was that one of the way people sort of entertained themselves? You go and visit someone on a Sunday afternoon, or
we used to make a cake. We'd take from our house. I used to bake a cake, and their mother would give them an evil eye, and they were supposed to have it. And that's what we make it for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's a nice person, probably.
Were most of the people in town pretty friendly with one another, or?
Well, yeah. Jenny Jordan, we used to all visit back and forth. There, not too much with Mrs. Frangello. Once in a while we would.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenny Jordan, my mother used to, or Jenny Jordan used to write letters from my mother to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
We was always back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Pursuti at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
So most of the Italian families in town maintain pretty close contact with one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rosie Serio never did too much visiting like that.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what. Remember Rose's mother used to go there a lot, mother and father, Mama Ross, we used to call her Mama Ross and Papa.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Used to have a little grocery store.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, sell macaroni and
stuff
like that.
Uh-huh. Here in Belmont?
Yeah, down, let's see. You know where, Louis Jordan lived.
Oh, yeah.
You know that little house mm-hmm. on this side?
Oh, yeah.
That's where they used to live.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The old Pursuti house.
Oh.
And then, of course, the other Pursuti used to live next door. They sold it and moved up town.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know that?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's a little history there.
Yeah. I always thought they lived down here.
No.
I didn't know that.
No, they live in that big house there where, who lives there now? I can't think.
Can't tell you.
I know, but I can't think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who lives there now.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of the name. And old Frank, you said sort of a little grocery store on this side of that house they used to live in.
Mm-hmm. It
sells macaroni and things like that in there too.
Oh.
Competition with his father, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it is. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. I think I was about 13 years old, and Frank Romeo used to chase me. Mm-hmm. Boy, my mother used to get mad. And Nancy Cassutti would squeal on me. And my mother said, he's too old for you, and which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. That ended that.
The good old days,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, good old days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long time ago.
That's for sure.
Anything else you want to know?
No, I think you pretty well cleared up most of the questions I had.
How do you remember all those questions?
Uh-huh. Well, I wrote them down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I'd remember them.
Uh-huh.
Because I figured otherwise I wouldn't have them.